Anita O'Day's gift was sort of this remarkable daredevil speed quality. I mean, this idea of taking chances. I mean, I guess more than anybody else, she made a point of improvisation. And not just improvisation, of course, Ella was a great improviser, but the difference was you never really felt, whatever Ella was doing, you always felt that she was going to get where she was going. Where the thing with Anita was, you know, she was like a reckless driver that you were never sure, you know, there was this thrill in seeing that she, you know, she almost always did. But, you know, when she would go out on a limb, you would be thinking, God, is she going to make it? You know, it's like a tightrope walker or something. You know what I'm saying? There's this real visceral thrill. And she really knew how to give you that kind of excitement. She could also sing a ballad wonderfully. I mean, I love her record of Little Girl Blue. And she could also, it's funny, though, when she talked about her music, she almost never referred to herself as a singer. She always called herself a song stylist because, you know, to her, a singer was somebody like with a big voice. You know, or a professional voice, and she thought she didn't merit that title, so she referred to herself as a song stylist rather than a singer. But really, I mean, she was one of the most exciting singers and somebody that was always an adventure.